The Dr. Ray Podcast is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio. Here's today's monologue with Dr. Ray Guarendi.
Distress is not danger. Thank God for anxiety. Anxiety is the gift of fear from our Creator. Without anxiety, you'd jeopardize yourself many times over. Anxiety's probably saved your life more than once. Anxiety is wired into our system for survival. If there is something fearful, the senses tell the brain tells the body, and everything cascades in this symphonic orchestration of protection. It's called the fight or flight response, and sometimes freeze is thrown in there. It mobilizes the body for action. The senses tell the brain, danger, danger, Will Robinson, danger. I know, those of you who do not remember Lost in Space, I'm showing my age. Actually, my grandmother told me about it. But if you do remember Lost in Space with Will Robinson, the body responds. The brain tells it, there is danger here. You need to be ready to mobilize. You're going to either run or you're going to fight. Everything happens. Pupils dilate, heart rate goes up, heart pumps faster, more blood to the muscles where it's immediately needed. Lungs start really pumping out the oxygen. It's a big, big orchestration. Works beautifully. It's designed to do this when there is danger. However, what if there's no danger? Most of us now have anxieties, and anxiety is the number one symptom that brings people to a counselor's office, or a psychiatrist's office, or their general practitioner's office. What if there's no danger? And you're still feeling anxiety. Driving. Flying. Elevator. Crowds. Eating out. Almost anything can be linked to anxiety. This arousal reaction where the body is saying, danger, 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 when there's no danger. It's an illusion. But the reaction is the same. If a big dog is charging me, within an instant, my fight or flight response is kicking in. What do? Do I wave my arms wildly? Do I act crazy? Do I growl? Do I get into a crouched fighting stance, ready to kick? This thing is coming fast and he looks mean. So there is real danger there. And my body's reacting accordingly. It is a high-level anxiety response. I also happen to be president of an organization. And for the last 2 years, there have been opportunities to speak to the public. And I've dodged that. Public speaking makes me very nervous. Okay, now this is not me. I'm not talking about this because that's what I do for a living. But I'm talking about many people in this situation. Public speaking is like a number one fear. So I've managed to avoid all this public speaking. But now I've got a conference coming up, and I'm going to be on the panel up on the stage. And there's no way around it. They want all the presidents of the groups. They don't want substitutes. It's terrifying me. Absolutely terrifying me. Same reaction as I had with the dog. The body is reacting to this supposed danger of sitting up on a stage, a panel, talking about whatever it is that our organizations do. All those people staring at me. What if I fluff up my words, my grammar's erratic? What if I look incompetent? Hey, looking incompetent never bothered me. I just have to tell you that as an aside. However, all of this is arousing my whole physiological mechanisms, the whole cascade of responses, the same as a dog coming at me. In one situation, there's real risk. There's real harm. There's real peril. In the other situation, there isn't. Unless I'm afraid somebody's going to bite me on my way to the stage. But short of that, there is no danger in sitting in a panel on a stage. Dr. A, my fear is very real. Well, yes, the fear is real. It's the exact same reaction that you would have with the dog. But it's not based on danger. Your brain is fooling your body. Your body is dumb. Your body is doing what the brain tells it. If the brain says, this is really an anxiety-producing situation, your body says, oh, okay, all righty, heart rate will go up, breathing will get more profound, I'll get nervous, I'll get lightheaded, things will happen. When there is no danger. One of the first steps to conquering anxiety is to tell yourself over and over, distress is not danger. Distress is uncomfortable. It's a feeling I don't like. But it can't hurt me like a dog bite can hurt me. Tell yourself this over and over if you have to, when you're in situations where you are struggling with your anxiety. Distress is not danger.
More of Dr. Ray's manologues can be found on his website, drray.com. Manologues, as well as full-length programs of The Doctor Is In, can be heard at AveMariaRadio.net and EWTN.com/radio.